Baseball's on the minds of many in the Bay Area today. It's sort of a bittersweet time for the Giants, who have hired a new baseball boss, introduced him yesterday. But then today, that public farewell, the celebration of the life of the great Willie McCovey, who passed away a few days ago. And we're joined by Giants CEO Larry Baer. Larry, good morning. And you know, the symmetry of that is kind of interesting, because your new baseball operations guy, Farhan Zaidi, talked about that Giants tradition and his own personal memories. And here we are today remembering Willie McCovey.
Good morning, Stan. Steve, and yes, it's almost a full circle experience, you know, when you think about it. Here we are, you know, introducing the future, the new 41-year-old new head of baseball ops, and then, you know, we think back about Willie, and so we talked about last week when he passed. I mean, he was anyone, either athlete or baseball player, certainly speak for the Giants. I'm not sure any Giant in our 60-year history was ever any more loved than Willie Mack.
Larry, I was going to ask you about that, because, of course, Willie Mays comes from New York, where he was already a big star. Orlando was San Francisco's own, but he got traded in his prime to St. Louis, and Willie was here for 19 of his 22 Major League seasons. It puts him in a unique class. You've got Marichal as well.
That's really true, Steve. I mean, it's really incredible when you think about it. Willie came in the early part of 1959, came to San Francisco, and he never left. Yes, he played for, I think, you know, a year and a half, 2 years at a couple other West Coast franchises, the Padres and A's, but he was really, he never left San Francisco. In fact, later in his playing days, he bought a house in Woodside, and he lived in that house until his dying day, literally.
Larry, did you know that I grew up on the same street just down the hill from Willie's house?
Did not know that. Wow, that's incredible. And so, you know, Steve, you had a front row view of how Willie, I mean, truly he bonded with the community. He was always out in North Beach, going to Tosca with Jeanette Etheridge. He was, you know, playing golf at the various courses around town. And the sense of permanence, I mean, that connection to San Francisco, you know, really is embodied by the sense of permanence, and that will live forever through the Willie Mack Award, through McCovey Cove, the designation of a body of water, at the Junior Giants. Our community group, the Giants Community Fund, has a Junior Giants stretch drive named for Willie, and Willie was really the signature of that movement. So that all stays, and so there'll be a permanence for generations to come to remember Willie.
And you know, everybody who came across him has that moment of grace. This guy, for such a great athlete, for all of his accolades and honor, just seemed to have that common touch. Kim said you kept your answering machine message for years when Willie called to try to...
Remember those little tapes?
Yeah,
I mean, it was so special to come home and hit the answering machine and say, "Hey, Kim, it's Willie McCovey. Will you be in my fashion show?" Well, yeah, I think so. It was
incredible.
So sweet.
And then Willie evolved so, and, you know, to the point where in the last 30 years, where he's friends with so many people, you know, really have very thoughtful, great, you know, great person to be around. In the early days, he was, you know, he came up, as you can imagine, pretty shy. So you remember the long, in the Giants warm-up shows, I remember in the 1960s, Lon would ask a long question, and Lon and Willie were very close, and they get a three-word response from
that's
Willie.
That's right,
which is,
Lon.
That's right, Lon.
Yeah. But there was always something about him, and you've obviously spent more time with him than any of the rest of us, Larry, but that sense that he was never big-timed anybody, ever.
No, it was a grace and a feeling of just being a regular guy, and that was incredible. And he's such a big, you know, foreboding person. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, in the batter's box, you know, everybody talks now about, oh, shifts are recent origin. No. I mean, Willie McCovey they were shifting three to the right side of McCovey. So off the field, he was so warm and graceful. On the field, he was feared. I mean, you know, they have all these metrics now about exit velocities. I mean, we're saying that if they had an exit velocity on some of his line drives, oh my goodness, you know, they'd go into four figures.
Yeah, the internet would never shut up about that. Well, before we let you go, so the ceremony begins at 11:30. Everybody in for free.
Yes.
No parking at lots 8A across the street, though, right? Across
right, right. We really should try to come by public transit if you can, and walk, you know, or get close and walk, because there's a setup for Cirque du Soleil, all sorts of things happening down there. So, construction of the Chase Center. I mean, lots going on down there, which is exciting. So try to come. Everybody's welcome. And 11:30 gets underway, but the gates open at 10:30. So if you come, you can come at 10:30, get a comfortable seat, and the ceremony begins at 11:30.
All right, great, Larry. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Stan and Steve.
All right, Larry Bear, the Giants CEO, the Willie McCovey Public Remembrance getting underway at AT&T Park a little bit later on this morning.